course, there are trials looking at that. But what we're seeing in this survey and other surveys is more and more people in situations where the patient isn't eligible or is not going to go on a trial continuing AIs.
Yeah, I was surprised about that because there's no evidence whatsoever. But we do know from ATLAS and ATOM that surprisingly, or perhaps not surprisingly, I think, to some of us, that prolonging tamoxifen does improve outcome. It's only a small percentage increase, but nonetheless, you know, prolonged endocrine therapy does seem to benefit. So I think we will find eventually that prolonged AIs are valuable. The other thing is that people who can cope with 5 years of AIs can cope with longer. So if you get to 5 years and you're coping without any side effects, really taking 10 is not that much more morbid, other than for your bone. But by 5 years, bone's been monitored. The patients who are osteoporotic are on bisphosphonates. Then they're pretty educated people. They know about calcium and vitamin D. So once you get to 5 years, I don't think there are going to be major morbidities associated with much longer treatment. But it's interesting how many people are prepared to give it with no real evidence. I thought that was one of the more interesting aspects of the survey.
You know, it's interesting because we've been seeing this now over the last 2-3 years. Because like maybe, say, 3 or 4 years ago when we asked that question, people said, no, I'm not going to keep the AI going. Now you've seen a huge shift without any real new research information. And one of the things that I hear a lot from docs, even though we don't have definitive evidence about it, is an increasing sensitivity to the risk of relapse in years 5 through 15. Yeah.